All right, welcome to the latest Padre Cast. After a lengthy hiatus, I decided it's time to bring back some audio content, and it's something that I'm hoping to do consistently going forward. There's a lot of good stuff coming up, not just in terms of sports game releases, various events I'll be going to, but also kind of incorporate the entirety of the site now that I've expanded, and we have a couple different areas that are being covered, such as the entertainment section and also kind of a focus on the NFL draft going forward. So this is kind of the attempt to bring it back. I don't know what it's gonna or how good it's gonna turn out to be this first time. We're gonna have to get into a rhythm with it. But the other thing bringing in here is Fred, who for anyone who frequents the forums is probably familiar with him. If not, it's a good idea to drop in there, and if you'd like to take part in the discussion, everyone is always welcome to do that. So I just wanted to introduce Fred, who's no stranger to podcasts. He was a driving part of the one back at Madden Nation. So Fred, welcome on.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Pasta. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and you know, just trying to get back into the feel of this thing. It's like I said, it's been probably since 2008 that I've actually been involved in a podcast, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of exciting to bring something like that back. I know we've talked about it before, and it just for various reasons, scheduling reasons or time reasons, whatever, it hasn't worked out. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the forum that I think some people might be interested in, and it's a good way to pass time also during the day. And although I haven't been incredibly active in the forums, I always check in there also and post some, and it's a good tight community in there, but at the same time it's a welcoming community. New people can go in there, as long as they're not a big jackass, they can usually integrate pretty well.
Yeah, that's a big thing right there, and it's a lot different than either the sports gamer forums that you may have transferred over from, or even the Madden Nation forums. I think the Pasta Padre forums have more of a Madden Nation feel to them, and I think the big difference is the main section that most of us just hang out in isn't even sports gaming related. It's sort of like an off topic, and we talk about movies and just general news going on in the world and just BSing and having a good time. And I think that's something that I actually like. I think I got kind of burned out by all the sports gaming forums, and it seems like you said, it seems to attract the jackass, so this is a lot different. And you know, the thing is too, we haven't really had to, we don't really want to ban people. We're pretty lax in the way we run these forums, because it's pretty laid back, and I think that the people who are posting there now, they want to post there and they want to stay there. We've been together for a while now, but you know, we're always looking for new members to come in, and we've welcomed a lot. Like, there's been a couple of new people who I didn't know before we even came over to Pasta Padre, and they've just come right in and blended in, and you know, it's a good time. So definitely check them out.
Yeah, and it's an interesting contrast, because I get a lot of people. I won't say a lot of people, because most people like the openness of the comments on the main site, and the ability to basically say whatever they want as long as a certain line isn't crossed. But there's a difference between the comments, the article comments, and the forums, where the forums are more of a discussion. It's more of it's a relaxed atmosphere. People going back and forth a little bit more in terms of discussion, then, instead of just, you know, comments are meant to just be, you know, lay your comment out and see where it goes. But so it's an interesting thing, the difference there. And so I always encourage people to try the forums. It's a totally different feel. But what I'm going to do right now is run down a few of the bigger stories from the last week in sports gaming. And like we talked a little bit about earlier, this podcast isn't necessarily going to be isn't primarily going to be about the sports games anyway. I mean, if there's a big topic to discuss, or if I'm coming out of E3 or things like that, of course that's going to be a big part of it. But at the same time, we're trying to incorporate the different elements of the site. So this week we had the patches for MLB 2K10 and MLB 10 The Show, and you know, both games kind of released not in a very good state. I'll say that with MLB 2K10, you had an issue where people were getting frozen into team select screens on ranked games, having to restart their consoles. That is a major issue, and like I mentioned in one of the articles, that would have failed the game in certification if it had been discovered. But they got that fixed now. and MLB The Show. Most people still enjoying that game quite a bit, but it released with a lot of bugs, a lot of freezing issues, and the online play isn't really all that good. So at least both companies have responded quickly and gotten patches out for those, and at least alleviated some of the issues. Had another trailer for EA Sports MMA come out. Interesting thing following this game is just how far in advance they're promoting it. I expect it to be at E3, a big part of E3, but we're talking about a game that's probably not going to release until November. It was slated in EA's financial report to be a quarter three release, which is October through the end of December. And with NBA Live and FIFA and already in October, and with NCAA basketball gone from November, I think it's probably going to fall in November. But it's interesting because the first trailer for this game was out this last November, which would mean they've really been started promoting it a year out in advance, which is unheard of. But with UFC having such a stranglehold on the MMA market, I guess that's one way to go about it. And talking about UFC, the PS3 version is going to get a few extras that the 360 version isn't going to get. Now, I know, Fred, you played UFC, right?
Oh yeah, I like it a lot.
So. Yeah, yeah. Now, would you buy one version of over the other based on a couple exclusive fighters, a couple exclusive fight reenactments?
You know, I think if I was a different type of gamer, I probably would. If I was directly in the middle and didn't lean one way or the other with a console, I probably would say, okay, that's important to me, I'm going to move over to the PS3. But the difference is with me is I lean more towards the Xbox 360 because I play a lot of online, and that's where a lot of my friends play. So last year I did get UFC for the 360. I was in the UFC.
PFC, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so that's why I got it for the 360. I don't intend on getting it for the PS3 because of that extras. I saw what the list was, and it just really wasn't worth it enough for me to go buy that version. I'm going to get the 360 again.
Yeah, it's I can see it swaying someone who doesn't play online. So I think most people are going to go, if they do play online, they're going to go with where their friends are, where the user base is. And then also I think a big part of it is not just that, but also, what did you buy it for the first time? If you bought the first game for the 360, I tend to think that that's what you're comfortable with. That's what you're going to go with again. If you bought it for the PS3 already, you're probably going to stick with it. I don't know if in the second iteration, if they're going to be able to sway people that way, or if they're trying to sway them or what. But I mean, I if I remember correctly, UFC sold pretty well on the PS3 compared to the 360, better than some multi-platform titles do. But anyways, it's kind of an interesting thing to look at. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was, I know you haven't watched the episode, you've seen some clips though, but the Tiger Woods parody or the South Park parody of Tiger Woods and EA Sports with Tiger Woods 11, which I got a kick out of. And the first thing when I watched that episode was I was trying to analyze whether EA Sports is going to be pleased with this as some sort of free promotion, or if they were going to be irked by it. Now, my thing is that they put themselves in this position. All the other companies that had endorsements with Tiger, most of them anyways, abandoned him. Nike, EA Sports, they stuck with him, and so now they're going to pay a little bit of a price for that. But there's also news that goes along with this that now EA Sports is considering or is going to sue the South Park creators, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, because of it. And I just think that's kind of hypocritical on their part if they actually go about and do that, especially considering all the sexting messages that made their way out, and I think that makes them look a lot worse than South Park does. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, what exactly are they suing them for? Like, what are the grounds? Yeah. Defamation or?
I don't think we know yet. Part of me wonders if it's just because they used, something I cited in the first article about it where I posted a couple clips from the episode was, man, they nailed the recreation of the cover. And I don't know if that has something to do with it because they're trying to the representation of or how close it is to the real life product. I don't know if that's part of it or if it's just because they felt they were being talk poorly about.
Yeah. Well, I could see if they're using, you know, like an image or something similar to it, that they're going to bust them on that. And really, we know the reason why they would be suing them. It wouldn't be because of that.
Yeah.
It would be because, like you said, they kind of just put them in a poor light. But really, like you said, they brought it on themselves. They stuck with Tiger. We've all heard the stories. We've all read the text. You know, it's pretty bad. So.
Yeah, but then again, they made the choice, and that was to stick with him. And there's going to be a little bit of backlash for that from some areas, and being made fun of for it is probably the least of what's to come. And you never know what else is going to make its way out. So that's kind of the sports gaming stuff for the last week. Nothing too huge, but we wanted to run those down anyway. Flipping over to entertainment, the two stories that I found most intriguing this week. The first is Avatar, and Fox announced all the details on the release of the DVD and Blu-ray. And you know, normally it takes, well, it depends on how popular and how well the movie does at the box office, but you're talking 4, 5, 6 months till it comes out on DVD. This one, considering Avatar is still going pretty strong in the theaters, still holds some of the 3D screens, is still making several million dollars every weekend. It's interesting that the DVD and Blu-ray are going to be out next month. April 22nd, they're releasing it to coincide with Earth Day. But that's not it. That's not the only thing about it. Most movies release on Tuesdays. This is a Thursday release to hit on Earth Day. And at the same time, there are absolutely no extras. There's nothing except for the menu. There's no trailers, anything on there. But the price is still going to be the pretty standard DVD and Blu-ray price. Now the question is, you know, considering everything to do with Avatar, you know, what kind of experience it was in the theater, the 3D, it just, how is that going to translate to the watching it at home? And then also, you know, do you think that it's worth a purchase right now, or is it going to be something people want to wait for the extras down the line?
Me personally, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to buy this thing. I thought that Avatar, what made that movie so great was the visuals and the 3D and the special effects, you know, all of that. I thought the story itself was an okay story. It wasn't spectacular. So for me, I'm not going to buy the Blu-ray version because I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to get the full effect like I did at the IMAX. And I don't even have a 1080p TV yet. I still have a, you know, 1080i, 720p. So I'm not going to get the 3D. I'm not going to get probably the full effect of what you're supposed to get when you buy this Blu-ray movie. So for me, I saw it. I thought it was a good movie. I really liked it at the IMAX. But I think I would wait just for the extras, because a lot of times when I purchase a DVD, I do end up viewing a lot of the extras, especially if they're good and if they tie in, like the Blu-ray extras where they tie into like the Blu-ray Live and all that stuff. I think that is why I would end up purchasing. I don't buy many movies anymore to begin with, and so now to buy Avatar without any extras, I just don't see myself doing it. Plus, if I still wanted to see it again, I could see it at the theater still. Like you said, it's still out there.
Yeah.
And then we also found out from James Cameron this week that they're going to be re-releasing it at the IMAX in theaters again this fall. So
yeah.
There's plenty of opportunities to see it.
Yeah, I'm kind of undecided on it. You know, I like the movie, but you're right about the visuals and the 3D stuff you're not going to get at home. But at the same time, it almost feels like it's the biggest movie of all time. It's such a monumental release. It's probably going to change. Well, it's already changing the landscape of seeing movies at theaters with everything going to 3D now. It almost feels like it's a must-have. Now, the question is whether you want to wait till the end of the year to get those extras, which is something I'd definitely be interested in. And I'm sure, you know, a commentary with James Cameron, things about the behind the scenes, all the technological advancements they made, that's going to be fascinating stuff. So it's probably going to be something that, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it yet, honestly. And it's just kind of something that interests me, and wondering which way it's going to go, because such a popular movie at theaters, an amazing run worldwide, that, you know, are people going to accept it? And it's something I look at, too, when you talk about other movies releasing in 3D, like Alice in Wonderland, there was a little bit, you know, that movie's done excellent, so I can't say it hasn't, that it's negatively affected it, but there was a little bit of backlash because it's not the same. You know, that was a converted movie after the fact to 3D. It wasn't filmed in 3D like Avatar was. You got a few more movies. How to Train Your Dragon, which is an animated movie, but that one was created specifically for 3D.
Yeah.
And Clash of the Titans, which is a converted one, which is getting kind of a mixed results in terms of response on its 3D. So not just, yeah, so, you know, it's kind of fascinating to see where this all goes. But the other topic has been something we've been talking about for, it seems like, months now, and that's casting for Captain America. Now, I'm not a huge, actually, I shouldn't say I'm a, anything of a comic book fan. I've never read comic books, but I've, as they've released in theaters, especially within the last few years, I've liked to read the backstory on him anyway. And so with the Marvel move towards creating, bringing back their characters fresh and then tying that into Avengers, this has been something I've really been following along closely. And Captain America, the casting for Captain America, and it looks like Marvel's finally decided on someone, and it's Chris Evans, who, you know, I think maybe has a reputation of being kind of a goofy actor. But he's also had some good turns in movies like Sunshine and Push. I actually like Push, and then there was Street Kings. So he's done pretty well for himself there. But then he also has the history of being in Fantastic Four. What do you think about Evans, and what do you think about him compared at least to some of the other options that have been out there?
I thought it was a good choice because I do see him playing like a Captain America. I thought he was a better choice than some of the other guys that were out there. Some of them were, you know, kind of head scratchers.
Mm.
But you know, I do think that he's a solid choice for the role. You know, I think that he was probably one of the better parts of that whole Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I did see him in Street Kings, but it was like I said on one of the comments. You know,
yeah.
he was up against Keanu Reeves, and there's a lot of times where a bad actor could probably look great compared to Keanu Reeves. So,
sure.
But you know, I think that it's a good choice, and I'm looking forward to it. And you know, I was following to see who was going to be involved, and you heard so many names being dropped, and I think I even posted one that, you know, they had made a report that it was the guy from The Office. I can't remember his real name.
John Krasinski.
Yes,
yeah.
Off the top of my head, that he was the lead guy, and it was his to lose. And I thought, wow, everyone kind of just, well, what the hell? Why would they pick that guy? And then that was shot down by Fox, and then I think it was Fox, right?
Yeah. Well, Marvel. Marvel is pretty much in charge of it.
Yeah. So I think it's a good choice. Yeah. We'll see where it goes. I mean, what did you think of it?
I like in terms of Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like. You know, he kind of fell in the middle of what I was looking for, and that was I had a couple guys, you know, kind of not as well known, and Mike Vogel was a name that was thrown out there. He was probably best known for Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Scott Porter from Friday Night Lights, who has had some really fantastic acting turns. Krasinski was kind of an interesting thing because he didn't really fit the look that you would expect. He's got that kind of goofy look to him. But at the same time, the movie or the story of Captain Avenger begins in the 40s. He kind of has that old-time look. He was actually in a movie with, it was a terrible movie, but Leatherheads, with George Clooney,
uh-huh.
Where, you know, that was an old-time movie too, and so I could kind of see him translating to that, but at the same time, he doesn't have the body makeup, or kind of the screen presence. You know, Captain America, this is the guy that's going to be giving orders to Robert Downey Jr. and Samuel L. Jackson, you know. And it's hard, you know, maybe Chris Evans can pull that off, and I bet given the right circumstances and the right script, I think he can do it. So it'll be interesting. We still don't know if this is for sure. He's been offered the role reportedly, but he has a couple conflicts. They see it worked out first, and who knows, he could turn it down for whatever reason. The most interesting thing about this whole deal is whoever signs on for Captain America, they're linked. The contract is going to be for 9 appearances, not 9 movies, but 9 appearances. So three Captain America movies potentially, anyways. appearances in other movies, and then of course in the Avengers. So he might, you know, you might make an appearance in, I don't think he'll make an appearance in Thor, but you know, down the line he'll make appearances in other movies. So and then I'm really looking forward to E3 there with the, or not E3, but Comic-Con, with how they roll out footage for some of these movies. It's unfortunate Captain America is starting to film at the end of June, so we're not going to see anything from that, but we should get some footage of Thor, which is going to be pretty interesting to see how they integrate him in. So, yeah, I think that's going to do it for this this first run at the PadreCast. Just kind of a rough thing, get our feel for it, and we'll see where it goes from here. And like we mentioned before, check into the forums. Feel free to register in there and start posting. And thanks for listening in, Fred. I appreciate you joining me for this, and hopefully we can do this on a relatively regular basis.
Yeah, I hope so, man. This was pretty fun, and it was just like riding a bike, you know. feel like
See,
it's a good continuity there, so.
Yeah, I'm not the guy that typically led these type of things. You're more the podcast driver. So, you know, who knows how it'll change in terms of format. But it was good to get back into this all and get something out for everyone who's listening. So so thanks everyone, and feel free to leave your comments on the article. And if there's anything you'd like to hear us talk about in future PadreCasts, we'll be happy to bring that up. So, all right, for Fred and myself, thanks for listening in.